the Trump administration's going to put an import ban and the great firewall of America and do exactly what China has done to us, which is they're going to start banning services, connections. It's going to start with a blacklist, and then it's eventually going to go to a whitelist, an invert, so that the only entities or internet that you can access is going to be blessed by the government. Decentralized.
Welcome to today's episode of Decentralized TV. We have a quick update from Zach Voorhees, the Google whistleblower. Because of all the extraordinary things that are happening with AI and LLMs and government bans and so on. So first, let me welcome Todd Pittner, my co-host. Welcome, Todd. Are you ready for our Zach Tech Update segment here?
Well, I just don't think it should be called that. I think it should be the Zach Adams effect, like the last time we got together.
Yeah, that's a good term you came up with. Yeah, but we got to run that by Zach and see what he thinks.
Yeah, that's right. I approve.
Let's bring Zach in. Yeah, hey, Zach, you like the Zach Adams effect?
Yeah, I approve of that. Yeah.
All right.
Okay, very cool. All right, Zach. So you and I have chatted a little bit offline. There's a lot of stuff happening. Give us the top priority here. Where do you want to begin with this segment?
Yeah, so the big news that everybody's talking about right now is the government coming out and banning Fable from Anthropic. This was their frontier model that was really, really good, and they released it. And then within 72 hours, the government sent them a letter saying, take it down. And then they clarified that the only people that could use this model were verified Americans and no foreign nationals, which included the employees of Anthropic themselves. They couldn't even use the model that they were building themselves, which means that Anthropic is essentially being told by the government to go touch grass. Wow. And now they're in a battle with the government. The government is saying that they're going to keep this essentially an export control over this model as long as anybody anywhere is able to jailbreak it at all. Now, here's the problem. This jailbreak was posted by an anonymous poster. And what he was able to do is that he was able to use a combination of Cyrillic, which is, you know, a Russian alphabet, Unicode, and also breaking down the request into smaller requests. And from that, he was able to ask the question that by itself, in its entirety, the guardrails called Project Glasswing would prevent, right? And so by breaking it up into little smaller chunks and asking each chunk, the model was not able to figure out what the full question was. And so it was able to give basically uncensored results back to the individual. And he posted this. It got over 1 million views on Twitter. And that's when the government responded and said, take this model
keep
down.
Keep going, Zach. I just want to let our audience know, I think we lost Todd's connection. So the video kind of freaked out. But just keep going.
Yeah.
We'll fix it as you're talking.
Great. So, essentially, this is where we're at the stalemate. Now, what's really, what's an unfortunate thing is that what happened next was the, U.S. government's biggest self-own, in the last month or last year for artificial intelligence, because China came around and said, look, GLM 5.2 nipping at the heels of Fable 5 model, right?
Totally.
Now, the U.S. government doesn't have an export control. You can use a frontier model now as long as it's Chinese.
Yeah. And like you, Zach, I downloaded all the open weights of GLM 5.2, I think yesterday, even though I can't run it because I don't have enough hardware to run it locally, but one day I will, and I want to make sure I've got the model. You know, I'm not going to let the government come along and ban that. So to your point, the U.S. just basically is handing, you know, the future of AI implementation to China by banning Anthropic models.
Correct. Absolutely. Yeah, it's like, what are we even doing, right? Now, what was interesting is that just yesterday, you know, June 17th, Reuters ran a new story saying the Trump administration has decided not to ban DeepSeek R1 yet, which means that there's a ban coming, right? They did the same thing with TikTok. And what's really interesting that I see is that when I look at all these, like, you know, the API pricing for these models, like Anthropic's Fable, Opus 4.8, like, they're really expensive, really, really, really expensive. And all of these Chinese models that are coming out, DeepSeek R1, GLM, Qwen, Minimax, M3, they're all at a fraction of the price of these models. And unlike before, when these models were very weak, now they are very, 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 very good. They are almost at the level of what the frontier United States is able to make.
And when you say a fraction of the cost, in some cases it's 50 times less, other cases even higher, right? I mean, it's not even close.
Correct. And this begs the question, why are all these companies paying, you know, more in their more in their token usage than in their own employees, right? I think the NVIDIA CEO said that, you know, if there's a $500,000 employee and they're not spending $250,000 in tokens, they need to be fired, right? But that, just to give you the scale, like $250,000 is more than most engineers make as a salary.
Right.
Right. And so the question is, why is a company going to spend $250,000 a year if a Chinese model that's almost as good and pretty soon may actually be better can do the same task at $25,000?
Right.
Now, I think I've got an answer. The Trump administration's going to put an import ban and create the great wall, the great firewall of America, and do exactly what China has done to us, which is they're going to start banning services, connections. It's going to start with a blacklist, and then it's eventually going to go to a whitelist, an invert, so that the only entities or internet that you can access is going to be blessed by the government.
So wait a second, Zach. Are you saying that you think the U.S. government will not just ban the use of those Chinese models in government, which it can easily do, that's legal, are you saying it would try to strip those models off of Hugging Face, and it would try to control GitHub, and it would like ban, it would criminalize us downloading these open weights from China from like a Qwen model or something? Are you kidding me?
That's exactly what I'm saying. And it's not going to happen all at once. It's going to happen in stages, right? First come the blacklist. Hey, you can't access this website. You can't access that website. Then it's going to come for the whitelists, which is like you can only access this site if it's been approved by the U.S. government. Then what they're going to do is that they're going to declare that these open models are problematic and unsafe. And they need to be proved to the U.S. government that they can naturally run within the borders of the United States. And if you can't prove that, they're going to pull them from the open source repositories like Hugging Face, which is an open source repository of these models. And now here's the problem. How do you figure out what these models are actually doing? How do you know that inside isn't lurking some sort of, you know, malicious intent that's been, you know, embedded into the weights of, you know, essentially, you know, like a 230 gigabyte CSV file. And it's just a list of weights.
That could just be, you know, malicious intent could be triggered by anything, but these are all black boxes. OpenAI doesn't even know what their model's capable of. Not really. Right?
Correct.
And nor Google.
It's very, I mean, and the thing is that understanding like the forensics of these AI models and figuring out what it is that they actually do, when you just have the model itself and not running it, just static analysis. That's a frontier question that has not been answered. And so, you know, this ability for the Chinese government or these Chinese companies to prove that their models are harmless and they don't have any, you know, mal intent is virtually impossible.
Okay, Zach, I have the solution. The Trump will announce you can have any model you want as long as it runs on an Apple II. Which what apparently iPhone, is right? Really good at AI from 1979. That's amazing. Go ahead, Todd. You're back. So welcome back, Todd.
Yeah, thank you. Based upon what I'm hearing, is it fair to say, Zach, now that AI model access is now becoming a national security weapon?
That is absolutely what I'm saying, yes. And this is the first step that they've taken to essentially declare war on AI.
Wow. So the real AI risk is not that it becomes too powerful, but it becomes too controlled, right? I mean, at bottom, would you say?
And the big risk too is that, look, these big tech corporations, they've already gone through the door. And what we're seeing is we're seeing that trap door shut.
Mm.
And what's going to happen is that, you know, Google is going to be powerful enough to run the frontier models. Joe Schmo with his, you know, gaming graphics card is not at this point going to be able to run this stuff. And so it's the little guy that's at the mercy of these government, you know, edicts that say that you can't run this model anymore.
As an end user, I could download even a US model. I could download Gemma 4 from Google and I can run Heretic, right? I can strip guardrails on my own computer running like, you know, mid-level consumer grade hardware. I can turn the model into an uncensored model that could write all kinds of malicious code, although that's not what I do with it. I just want it to stop lecturing me about vaccines. You know what I mean? But anybody can take it and do that. Are you thinking the day is coming when that would be considered contraband and police will raid people's homes to confiscate their uncensored models?
That's coming. I absolutely believe that that's coming. And the reason why the reason why they have to do this is because as these models get more and more powerful, they're not going to want to have somebody like a Mike Adams that's going to be having access to an unregulated artificial intelligence, because that artificial intelligence with its, I mean, it's essentially godlike intelligence, a poly expert in everything that's smarter than any person that's ever lived, whispering into your ear and basically creating an AI Mike Adams Jesus that's going to go out there and, you know, tell the truth.
That's an instant meme you just described, the AI Mike Adams Jesus meme. But you're right. That's exactly what I would do with AI. I want to tell the truth. I want to help people. I want to uplift people. But the governments of the world absolutely want to have information scarcity, knowledge scarcity. Their desire is to keep people ignorant. So, of course, they would do exactly what you said. How close are we to this happening, you think?
I think that right now, I mean, we're at what, mid-year? So, you know, June, I think that by the end of, you know, December 2026, it's going to be a completely different battlescape. I think that what's going to happen is that we're going to have blacklists fully in place against these Chinese AI models. And if this wasn't the case, if this wasn't the expectation, what I would expect is right now a price drop with Anthropic and OpenAI, because they're like, well, we've got to compete against these Chinese models. Well, they're not doing that. Like they're trying to increase their price in the face of these Chinese models. It's almost like they expect that the government's going to soon step in and start blacklisting these models and take out their competition.
Well, it's just like the government bans Chinese cars from being imported into the US to protect Ford and Tesla, et cetera, even though Chinese EVs are very advanced. But Zach, this becomes a First Amendment issue. Code is speech. You know, lots of cases, including Supreme Court cases, have protected free speech rights or freedom of speech expression through computer code. Although there's been intrusions on that in terms of 3D printing code for printing gun parts and things like that at the state level. But don't you think this is going to result in a Supreme Court battle?
Sure, it's going to you know, results in a Supreme Court battle, and they're going to side with the government. Because the thing is that unlike regular software, right? Software is an expression of human code, human design, human expression. In the case of an AI model, it's 1 degree of separation removed, right? So the human made the code, the harness, the training model to train the AI, but they didn't actually train the AI itself. They created a program to train the AI. So does that mean that by extension, by transitivity, the downstream model inherits all of the free expression of the individual for creating the test harness? I think the government's going to come in there and say no. And I think the Supreme Court's going to agree with them. Because look, if the Supreme Court does not agree with them, the government loses all control. Like, governments rule by narrative and by policy. And if they have a whole bunch of AI models out there contradicting, you know, the narrative and turning the people against the government, especially the employees that are the operators within the system, the whole system's going to collapse. And I don't think the elites are that dumb. I don't think they're going to allow a system collapse. Instead, what they're going to do is they're just going to chop off the rights of the citizens themselves in order to essentially wage a narrative, war, which is what you see right now.
That's going to put us so far behind in the world. If China has all the AI models and all the, you know, the STEM graduates and the scientists, and they're kicking ass with sparse attention science papers from DeepSeek, and we, you know, America is censored, and, you know, our hands are chopped off. You can't use AI. You have to stay stupid. You have to use these government approved models that tell you that, you know, Building 7 just fell because it was on fire. You know, stupid things. Then America's toast. We can't compete in the world. Our corporations can't compete. Our biotech can't compete if we don't have access to open source AI. And, right? I mean, I know you,
right.
You probably see this.
So what you're describing is the main contradiction, right? If they do nothing and they let this AI explode, then what's going to happen is that they're going to face a collapse early. But if they censor the AI and they lock it down, we're going to be outcompeted by China and we'll collapse later. Mm-hmm. And so right now what you see, or what I think is going to happen, is that they're going to try to find a middle balance between not collapsing soon and not collapsing later. And right now I don't see a pathway out, because the United States has been, you know, the foreign aggressor. We've killed so many people. We've been behind, like Standard Oil was funding Adolf Hitler, right? It's when these things come out, it's going to demoralize the population when we're like, oh my God, we're actually behind all these things. In fact, we were behind, you know, in a large part, the, you know, the Bolshevik Revolution, right? And spreading communism within the Slavic countries. China, on the other hand, as a competitor, doesn't have that narrative, which means that they can be more honest and have less censorship with their models, which means that they're going to be able to get the performance, benefits of that. And so what's the United States going to do? They don't want to have Americans learn the truth of what their country really is like. But at the same time, they don't want to censor too much because they want to compete against China. And anytime that you censor, what happens is that you diminish the effectiveness mm-hmm. of your AI.
Wow.
Wow.
Todd.
I mean, this show is about decentralization, and I never thought in my wildest imagination that, you know, AI self-custody would be a thing, right?
Yeah, that's the right way to put it.
I mean, it sounds like AI self-custody, but with fewer seed phrases and more GPUs. I don't know. It just, this is just nuts. Let me ask you this, Zach. Do you expect a major business disruption from an AI model cut off in the next 12 months? How can this impact us?
So the biggest disruption that I see right now is the giant corporations are going to be disrupted by all of these startups, right? Like, for example, there's a lot of people that if you have a GitHub repo with 5,000 stars or more, Anthropic is going to sponsor you. Right. I may or may not be sponsored in that same way. But with that model, with basically what you're going to get is you're going to get, you know, a free subscription program to Claude, Anthropic's Claude you know, Opus, Fable, however, whatever model that you're going to choose. And the big corporations are not getting this. Now, here's a, and that multiplies because not only do people that have these open source repositories get a free subscription price that's valued at $200, the same API rates, like that subscription is not something that's offered to corporations. They instead have to pay an API pricing. And that API pricing is 10 times more expensive than the subscription pricing. So let's say you got an open source contributor, you know, they get a free $200 account subscription model. Equivalently, if Google were to buy that for their employees, that would be about $2,500 worth of inference API, right? And so right now, what you see is you see that these big corporations are paying all this money. The little guys like me are not. And what's happening right now is that there's this major disruptive force that's brewing under the surface. Because, you know, you got to keep in mind, these programming models didn't get sort of like hands-free until around December with the launch of like Opus. It was either 4.6 or 4.7. It got really, 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 really good. And the major structural advantage that an individual has that somebody like Google, you know, doesn't have this advantage is the fact that an individual doesn't have a bureaucracy, right? Like these large corporations have this entire bureaucratic structure so that they can make sure that their moneymaker doesn't break. And they know, hey, look, when we decide that we're going to do something, we've got all these people we can push and we can get this large ship with a lot of inertia and we can start moving it. And then once it's going, nobody can stop that innovation when everything's aligned.
Except if to do so, you have to rent permission, right? Isn't that
what I'm saying is that an individual like myself, we can turn on a dime. We don't have like a committee that we got to go to. We're like, I'm going to do that. Right. And then you go and do that. And then you launch, you know, a swarm of 20 agents to, you know, to go out there, see what the prior art is, you know, copy that source code. And the great thing is that in the past, you know, it was easier to copy than to re-implement. Now it's actually easier to re-implement than to copy.
Wow.
And so all of these open source like moats or these code moats that they had, where it's like, well, are you going to re-implement the entire thing? Actually, that's exactly what we're doing. And right now you're just seeing this huge disruption that's brewing underneath. Now it hasn't happened yet because the models just got good and there's this lag of innovation that's coming as people like myself figure out how to, you know, copy the source code, clean it up. There's still a problem of that, you know, when you have all this innovation, bugs sort of get injected. It's almost like the game Asteroids, where you blow up an asteroid and it breaks into two things. That's almost like implementing a feature. And as you do that, you create two bugs, then you fix those two bugs, and it breaks up into four smaller bugs. But at the end of the day, yeah. At the end of the day, you've got a swarm of 20 agents. You're gonna be able to like fix all these bugs.
Wow.
Okay, so, we got to wrap this up. We're almost out of time. I want to be sure. I'm sorry to interrupt. What you said makes perfect sense, but I want to give out your website, ZachVoorhees.com, where people can follow you there. And then your Twitter handle again. What is that?
Perpetual Maniac.
Perpetual Maniac on X. Also, yeah. I want to say, I think you're going to be joining us nearly every week for an update like this, correct?
Correct.
All right. That sounds awesome because we have a lot to talk about. One final thing, folks, my AI engine for deep research is called brightanswers.ai. This is exactly the kind of thing that the government probably wants to ban because it tells the truth about so many topics. So I'm going to do my best to keep that alive. But what Todd said is key. Self-custody your machine cognition. Own your hardware and get your open source models and run it locally and get it all done. Copy all the models, download from Hugging Face before December that Zach is warning about. So Zach, thank you for the update today. It's always a pleasure speaking with you.
Until next time.
Okay.
Thank you. See you next week.
Take care, Zach. Bye. Thank you so much. Okay. There we go. Episode one of the Zach Adams Effect. Thanks, Todd, for the name. Vanishing Todd. There he goes. All right. That's a wrap for today's episode here of the Zach Adams Effect. Thanks to Zach Voorhees. And we'll bring you another episode next week. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for joining me here today. And Todd Pittner here on Decentralize.tv. Take care.
Cheers.
Join the official discussion channel for this show on Telegram at t.me/decentralizedTV, where you can ask questions or offer suggestions of who we should interview next. Also, be sure to subscribe to the email newsletter on decentralized.tv, where you'll be alerted about one day in advance of each new upcoming episode before it gets published. On decentralized.tv, you'll also find links to our video channels and social media channels across all platforms, including Brighteon, Rumble, BitChute, Twitter, Truth Social, and more. Check it all out at decentralized.tv.
Power up with our organic whey protein powder, a complete protein packed with amino acids, non-GMO, and lab tested for purity. Stock up now for your survival pantry at healthrangerstore.com.